you start comparing destinations, transport options and prices, and at first, it all feels fairly straightforward. A few flights, a hotel, some attraction tickets. Then the real planning begins and you quickly realise a European school trip is rarely defined by the advertised price alone. That's usually the first surprise for schools organising travel from Ireland. A realistic budget today often starts around 350 to 550 euro per student for shorter value focus trips. Popular city breaks with flights and attractions usually sit closer to 550 to 850 euro, while longer or multi-destination tours can climb higher again. But the destination itself is only one part of the cost. Group size changes everything. Larger groups spread transport and staffing costs more efficiently, which is why two schools travelling to the same city can end up with very different final prices per pupil. Transport is normally the biggest factor. Flights from Dublin, Cork or Shannon can look cheap initially, but baggage, airport, transfers and timing restrictions often change the maths very quickly. This is why ferry and coach combinations still make strong financial sense for many Irish schools. You stay together as a group, luggage becomes easier to manage, and there's less pressure moving students through busy airports. For larger groups especially, ferry routes from Dublin or Rosslare into mainland Europe can offer surprisingly good value. And increasingly, in 2026, schools are thinking about sustainability alongside cost. Coach and ferry travel lowers the group's carbon footprint compared with flying, which matters to many school boards now. It also changes the experience itself. Students actually see Europe unfold around them instead of moving from one airport terminal to another. Then there's the destination question. Berlin often works well for history and politics programs while remaining relatively manageable financially. Brussels suits European studies, Paris costs more, but for art, language and cultural immersion, many schools decide the educational value justifies it. Barcelona remains popular because it balances architecture, language learning and strong public transport. Rome offers incredible historical depth, although schools need to factor in larger crowds, more walking and intense summer heat. What matters most is understanding what is actually included in the quote. Some tours include accommodation, breakfast, attraction entries, coach transfers, itinerary planning and emergency support. Others include little beyond flights and hotel rooms. That difference becomes very obvious once you arrive in a busy European city with 40 students needing to reach an attraction by 9 in the morning. Hidden costs also catch schools out more often than expected. Tourist taxes across Europe have increased sharply in cities like Paris and Amsterdam, and some accommodations collect these separately on arrival. By late 2026, students travelling on non-EU or non-IEA passports may also require ETS authorisation for Schengen travel. Even baggage can dramatically affect the final budget. If checked luggage is not included up front, airport add-ons become extremely expensive. And Europe itself is changing operationally. Many transport systems, cafes and museum kiosks are now largely cashless, particularly in cities like Brussels and London. Then there's the workload many teachers underestimate. Rooming lists, parent communication, passport checks, risk assessments, emergency planning, schedule changes, supervising students in crowded tourist areas. On paper, organising independently can appear cheaper. In practice, many schools discover the admin pressure becomes enormous very quickly. This is where having the trip professionally organised genuinely changes the experience. With Celtic Horizon Tours, the planning is built around how school groups actually move through Europe. Transport timing, attraction flow, staffing ratios and contingency planning are handled with real school travel in mind. This is where having it organised helps, because it removes uncertainty before the trip even begins. Because ultimately, the best value school trip is rarely the absolute cheapest one. It's the trip where students come home inspired, teachers are not overwhelmed by logistics, and the school feels confident enough to organise the next one. If your school is comparing destinations, budgets or travel styles for an upcoming European tour, Celtic Horizon Tours can help you build a realistic, tailored plan that saves time, reduces stress and makes the entire experience easier to manage from start to finish.